You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome back. This is Scott Talks, and I'm with Mike Collins. Mike, if you're looking at this on YouTube, it's the sugar-free man, and that is on your wall behind you, right? That's not on the screen.
Right.
That's some commitment. That's on the wall. And we're joining Mike after a conversation with Laura about sugar addiction and living sugar-free, obviously. I want to say it was an amazingly informative conversation. You know, I think it's one of those things that people think are hyperbolic in the world, you know, and I think you broke it down in some ways that made me realize, unfortunately, realize that I need to look at closer at some things. Real quick, Mike, tell me a little bit about what made you quit. And then when you did finally quit, what made you want to help other people quit sugar?
Well, the second part of that question is really super interesting. But as I told Laura, when I got sober, I literally went right back to sugar. And The name of our podcast was The Gateway Drug. And I do believe that psychologically, mentally, brain reward chemically, sugar is the original gateway drug. We learn to manage our emotions by using sugar. Our parents sadly sometimes did it to us where they give us a cookie and send us to the TV. And So as we mature, what happened to me is I literally, after I got sober, went right back to the sugar and used it obsessively with caffeine and sugar and flour. I didn't really eat any real food. It was all, you know, fake food, powdery kind of stuff. And so I had acne and bleeding gums and rosacea, and I was lethargic and tired. And it just started to model the same addiction that I just come out of.
Did somebody speak to you and say, hey, you know, maybe you should look at your sugar consumption? Or
no, I read a book. I read a book called Sugar Blues by William Duffy, who was at one point married to Gloria Swanson, the famous movie star. And it just tripped a trigger in me. You know, first the history lesson in there of sugar, the history of sugar, and then the food part and the getting healthy part.
All of what you talked about with Laura. So you guys definitely go back to the podcast and you can hear Mike and Laura talk about that in detail. Let me ask, what made you want to pass this on? Like when you had this experience, and I'm going to ask you a little bit about the detox too, because I found that to be very interesting. But once you were past the detox and once you began to experience some change, what motivated you to want to help other people?
Well, yeah, like Laura and I talked about, I used my own children as guinea pig and raised them sugar-free. And they said my whole life is dead enough. We don't want to hear about it. Write a book or something. And so I did.
Which you did.
But I was kind of semi-retired about 6 or 7 years ago. And I decided that, you know, this is what I wanted to do. And it's amazing to me. It's a really strange phenomenon. I have 12 coaches these days who help other, you know, help people as well. And every one of them came through the system. I have 2 emails in my box right now of people who have been through our system who want to help others. It really is a kind of a strange phenomena that you just want to help others when you get to the other side. And so, and
that's
I don't
pretty
think,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not alone in this. It's just, it's hard for me to see overweight children. It's just difficult to watch poor kids who don't shop. And now we're talking 4 or 5, 6 years old, 7.
Oh, I know, man. I see it every day. I actually just heard that the FDA is now recommended for kids who are overweight by 11 and 12 to recommend surgery for kids. And you're saying, hey, let's recondition people's relationship with food and yes. sugar, primarily begin with sugar. But the FDA, in an effort, because this is so widespread and such a big deal, is recommending surgery for 12-year-olds.
Breaking my heart, just breaking my heart. It's just killing me because, you know, we've seen it in children as well, of some of my coaches' kids and what have you, that you just take away the sugar and that the problem solves itself, literally. And that happens with adults as well. I don't know that I can think of one group who actually gave me, or themselves really, abstinence for any amount of time that didn't fall to their normal size weight. That just happens. Like, you don't even have to exercise. This is not rocket science to me anymore. This has happened so many times. We put so many type 2 diabetes and diabetics in remission. This is very real, and the message needs to get out that the sugar is the cause, it's not just aggravating the symptoms.
Yeah. It's a tough battle when grandma gave you cookies when you were upset, and when your mom, you know, made brownies, we got together and made cakes, and, you know, it's an integral piece of fabric of our culture. And I think it's starting to catch up with us in a way that, like you said, it's frightful.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
What is your 30-day detox? You have a book called Last Resort Sugar Detox Guide. It's free in an Audible session, but you can also buy it on Amazon. But give me a little outlook of what that 30-day program might look like for somebody who's curious.
Yeah, I mean, at sugaraddiction.com, you can check it out. But basically, I come into your inbox every day for 30 days with a video between 10 and 20 minutes, and I walk you through the whole process. Part of the thing that people do in this is that they get a little nervous on days 5, 6, and 7 because, man, the withdrawals are tough. It's like
it's
mental, physical. Yeah, you're in rough shape. And you think there's something wrong with me. I'm sick. I'm this. I, you know, run off and get pills or do whatever. But you don't really need to. And if you have a guide through it who's, you know, helped thousands of people do it, it's just easier. So that's what it is. But more importantly, there's an infrastructure there that has two, almost three now meetings a day, but two meetings every single day of the week, some days three meetings a day, that they can plug into, ask questions about, and feel like they're not alone in this. Because most of the time, like, you quit smoking. All right, good job. You quit drinking. Oh, girl, that's excellent. Congratulations. You quit using sugar and people are like, what?
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Like, you need sugar. And so people need this. Well, we're tribe animals. People need this support. They do. They genuinely need, because you are an outlier in today's society.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I had that same reaction when I went plant-based about 2 months into it. I had a withdrawal from, I guess, from animal protein for the most part.
Sure.
And I was told about this as I was going through it. Oh, yeah, you'll go through that. And I felt sick for about 5 days, felt like I had the chills, and nobody told me. And until I started inquiring. But, you know, the thing to think about is this is, and this went through my head at the time, was this has been a part of my system for my whole life. It's been part of my biochemistry for as long as, who knows, before I can remember.
In the womb.
Yeah, the body is not going to react kindly to that change. But let's talk a little bit real quick about a few of the things that maybe somebody experiences on the other side of a detox. Like, you talked about the brain working a little better. How about this dealing with your emotions with active dopamine? I found that to be a really interesting concept.
Yeah, this is really the core of our work. That's really the core of our work, is people think that this is a diet, an exercise plan, a food plan of some kind. That's the furthest thing from the truth. This is a substance use disorder. And substance use disorder recovery is a process of regaining your natural relationship with your own emotional states. Mm. People don't realize that they call it comfort food for a reason. When was the last time you saw a movie where a woman got dumped by her boyfriend and didn't have an ice cream party with her girlfriends? This is a cultural phenomena. That when someone has hurt, worry, pain, fear, anxiety, they use sugar to quell that. But in reality, that's exactly what's happening, that people don't realize, and it doesn't get any respect as being powerful enough to tamp down those feelings, right? But, you know, we take a little cocaine, we take a little heroin, we take a little alcohol, but we are pounding 30 teaspoons of this stuff a day through our systems. And if you that's average. A Coke has 12.
That's so much. Like, I'm just picturing spoonful after spoonful.
Right. If you got any habit at all, you're up at 40 and 50 teaspoons a day, right? And really, it just alters every brain reward chemical. This is all proven science, by the way. I'm not making this stuff up as something. This is all proven science. Dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine, GABA, adrenals, cannabinoid receptors, oxytocin, the bonding chemical, how mothers bond with their babies. Is all interrupted by sugar.
I wanted to clarify, you're 34 years off sugar, 36?
32. My boys are 32. 32. They're twins, and I got off sugar. I couldn't tell you the date. I can tell you my sobriety date, but I can't tell you exactly what day I got off sugar.
That's great. The last thing I'll say is, real quick, maybe give us a little idea of some of the places where sugar is hiding in society today. Where am I going to consume some sugar that I'm not really sure? Like, I didn't eat any candy, but maybe I had some ketchup from McDonald's. So, you know, like, are there some places that I got to watch out for?
Ketchup, for sure. Here's the big one people really freak out about. Salt. They take the McDonald's salt little shake, the little paper thing, turn it over and read it someday. It's dextrose in it. They call it an anti-caking agent, but in reality, you know, it's really just putting sugar in salt. You can't taste it, but you know, you put enough of it, and then most lousy commercial salt has sugar in it, and that's just the beginning. I mean, mayonnaise, everything you can think of. Now, I think 84% of the products in the grocery store that come in a bag, a box, a can, they have sugar in them. And wow. They know it. And this is like 20 years ago, that was like half that, less than half that number. It happens because people come back to it. That's why they sell more of it.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, I watched that Supersize Me years ago. And when, that guy started healthy and was pretty much going to die when he was done. And they said it was primarily sugar additives to the food to keep you coming back. And so I know McDonald's is not the only brilliant, you know, producer of foods that's trying to get people to come back. And, you know, mm-hmm. I think we like to think, oh, I'm not eating ice cream today or I'm not eating this, but we can consume sugar in a lot of ways that we don't even know or don't even think about. And you offer really good guidance, and you offer a team of people and a community, a tribe, as you call it, that can help people sort through this stuff so they can have more success with it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really enjoyed it. You can find Mike on Facebook. We have all of his stuff in our show notes. Also, he's at sugaraddiction.com. Mike, thank you so much.
This was just really exciting, and I really enjoyed myself. So thank you so much.
And another fantastic episode in the can.
I love our show.
I do too. And speaking of our show, we want to thank all of our Patreons for making it possible, and we'd like to welcome the new ones as well.
Welcome. And hun, explain how it is that our Patreons support our show and how folks can join our Patreon.
Sure. So we are an independent podcast, which means that there is no corporation behind us, which also means we have the freedom to bring you the stories that you want to hear.
Yes, which also means that we depend on you to keep producing these stories.
Right. And we really appreciate you. So basically, to join, you just go to our website.
There's a link in our show notes of this episode to make it easy.
Then you follow the simple instructions. Also, there is a level for everybody. And after you join, you get access to all of our exclusive bonus content and special opportunities like monthly storytelling, which is a video series. We also do Zoom hangs. Please come hang with us. Monthly memberships start at $5 per month, not per day. That's per month. And the Zoom hangs are my favorite part. So which of our patrons are we shouting out today?
So today we're shouting out two of our favorites.
Right on.
Kelly Nishimoto of Cute Booty Lounge.
Right, Cute Booty.
Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly's garage in 2004. She was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, and particularly the what, hun?
The booty.
The booty. Mm-hmm. But they were still polished enough to wear out and about. Her signature is her patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women for women right here in the USA, actually right here in Los Angeles.
Right.
The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. You just go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say to me when I wear my leggings, hun?
Cute booty.
That's right.
Uh-huh. We also want to thank Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen.
Yes, a fantastic friend of the show from the beginning. We love your support, and we are so appreciative of you.
Super grateful. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, come join us on the Zoom hang.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group, or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.